This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, good afternoon. All right, Wednesday afternoon. All right, halfway to the weekend. That is good news. And a chance of some showers this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow morning. It's part of a front coming through here. It's going to make things really, really nice for the weekend. We'll have a lot to talk about closer to the weekend when it comes to talking about the LSU-Ole Miss game. And Tulane's got a big conference game in Tulsa. What is the name? I think the nickname of Tulsa is the Golden Hurricanes. Coleman, will you check that and see if I'm right? The Golden Hurricanes. Now, nicknames are supposed to kind of relate to the area that the team is in. What does Golden Hurricane have anything to do with Tulsa, with Oklahoma? The Golden Tornado? Yeah, they got a lot of tornadoes in Oklahoma, that part of the country. But Golden Hurricane?
Yeah, that's what it's called, Golden Hurricane.
The Tulsa Golden Hurricane. It doesn't make sense to me. Some nicknames just don't make sense. I mean, some don't make sense, and it's like, well, like the Green Bay Packers, okay? I mean, I think this is about, you know, Green Bay being a blue-collar city, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's about Green Bay being a blue-collar city.
Okay, well, according to AI, it says the Tulsa College nickname is the Golden Hurricane because in 1922, after switching to gold and black uniforms, a remark was made about the team roaring through their opponents. That's it. They were roaring.
I get it. Well, I get that, but I don't think that's any reason to name your team the Golden Hurricane.
Yeah, and it said it was Golden Tornado was considered, but Georgia Tech was already using it.
Georgia Tech? Well, they're the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. I mean, the Georgia Tech, they're the Yellow Jackets, right? The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the Golden, I think Golden Tornado's open. If you guys want to switch your name, I think it would be a lot more appropriate. Anyway, I hope Tulane kicks your butt on Saturday afternoon. And then the Saints, how are they going to recover from last week in Seattle? How are they going to recover against the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo? The game's not even here. But you know, the whole thing about dome field advantage, it's an urban myth. Because it seems like the Saints just don't do that much better at home in the dome. And that's really, you know, unsettling. You know, there should be a home field advantage. I love the term dome field advantage, but doesn't really seem like the Saints will have any.
So you didn't think Seattle had a home field advantage with the 12th man screaming all that?
Oh, no, they did. I mean, I think teams should have a home. I mean, there should be a home field advantage. Kansas City always has a home field advantage. Seattle's got a home. I mean, most places have a home field advantage.
No, but not the Dome.
Doesn't seem like the Saints have a home field advantage because they don't win very much. Well, they don't win as much as you would think they would win. The percentage is not as high for them winning at home. They really should win at home. I got a text a few minutes ago from somebody who accused me of being a Trump lover because I said something negative about Nancy Pelosi. No, I'm not a Trump. What I said about Nancy Pelosi was true. I'm not a Trump lover. I keep telling you I'm fair. If you just would pay attention and listen. But, you know, since the Charlie Kirk murder, I've tried to have a different attitude on the air. And I'm going to get away from the hate. I'm going to get away from a lot of this stuff. It's not that I can't take it. It's just that I'm tired of it. It's nonsensical. And so much of it is based on misinformation and just stupidity that I would rather not deal with it. And we don't have to deal with it on the air. It's still on social media, but I'm going to get away from it. And I realize with the murder of Charlie Kirk that we have all gotten to a point where we should just relax a little bit and not be so intense when it comes to politics. We need to, I mean, take your politics seriously. I mean, voting is a very serious thing. So you should be informed. I'm not saying, don't care. I'm not promoting apathy, but I'm promoting the idea that we all should just relax a little bit. So I'm really trying to do that, and I'm giving it my best effort. And today, when we talk about Jimmy Kimmel coming back, I want to just remind you that this is about freedom of speech. It is a fundamental right in America. It's the First Amendment, and it's the First Amendment for a reason. That it was so important that it was the First Amendment, and this is not a right versus left issue. Although there are those on the right that feel a certain way and those on the left that feel a certain way. But when you have Ben Shapiro and Ted Cruz and other conservatives supporting Jimmy Kimmel, then you have to take notice and realize that this is an issue. It's not anti-Trump or it's not anti-anything other than it's the support of freedom of speech. And we as a country, we have to get to the point where we do a better job of tolerating speech that we don't like. Because that's the whole point of freedom of speech, that somebody has the freedom to say something that you don't like or that you disagree with or that the government disagrees with. We still have that right. And the Charlie Kirk supporters have just collectively had this message. You might disagree with what Charlie Kirk said, but he had the right to say it. That's the exact same argument for Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert. You might not like what they say, but they have a right to say it. And there are enough conservatives who are talking about this that this is legitimately a bipartisan issue. And enough Americans voice their opinion. When ABC announced that they were canceling indefinitely Jimmy Kimmel Live, they spoke out by threatening and by actually canceling the Hulu and Disney. I mean, and that was gonna hurt them, and it caused a lot of people to take notice that again. Nobody has to agree with everything somebody says or does. It's okay to say, well, I like this guy, but, this is wrong. Ted Cruz loves Donald Trump, but Ted Cruz sided with Jimmy Kimmel. So it is about freedom of speech. And it's a challenge that we face in America. And the challenge is that we learn to accept the speech that we disagree with. And so it wasn't on in the greater New Orleans area last night because Nexstar owns WGNO-TV and Nexstar and Sinclair, two broadcasting corporations that own TV stations, they are going to continue to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live until they see how Jimmy Kimmel reacts to his cancellation. They want to wait and see what his behavior is like. They want to wait and see what the show is like. And I just figured out a way to watch it last night, and I did watch the show. And Jimmy Kimmel was very gracious in what he said, but he was very definite about how it was wrong for the government to pressure him to be fired. And the FCC, under the sitting president, was threatening ABC, and they folded. And that was not the right thing to do. Jimmy Kimmel talked about how the president wants people to lose their jobs because he can't take a joke. This is not coming from me. This is what Jimmy Kimmel said last night. And he said, we have to speak out. It's not just comedy. He's also going after our journalist. He said, Walter Cronkite would be spinning in his grave. We have solidarity from the right and from the left. Let's stop letting these politicians tell us what they want, and let's start telling them what we want. And he said he really focused on Erica Kirk, the widow of Charlie Kirk, and talked about her speech on Sunday at his memorial service. And Jimmy Kimmel said she forgave the man who killed her husband. He said that's what we need to learn to do. And he's right about that. That had to be a really, you know, tough thing. But Jimmy Kimmel was very, very animate about what he said. And here is part of his monologue last night from Jimmy Kimmel Live.
The government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. That's anti-American. And I am so glad we have some solidarity on that from the right and the left and from those in the middle like Joe Rogan. Maybe the silver lining from this is we found one thing we can agree on.
Also from Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, Jimmy Kimmel had this to say about Erica Kirk.
She forgave him. That is an example we should follow.
Yeah.
If you believe in the teachings of Jesus as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
And quite often his voice cracked. He was emotional about what he was talking about. And also last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy Kimmel said that he really never intended to make light of the killing of a young man.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family.
Here's part of what Erica Kirk said in that speech. She said, there was a moment over the weekend. Oh, no, this is what he said about, this is what Jimmy Kimmel said about Erica Kirk last night. This is all of it. He said, there was a moment over the weekend, a beautiful moment Sunday. Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. This is an example we should follow. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply, and I hope it touches many. And if there's anything we can take from this tragedy to carry forward, I hope this is what it can be. Kimmel also said that him coming back was defending free speech. It was standing up for free speech. And he said, one thing that I have learned from Letty Bruce and George Carlin and Howard Stern is that a government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. And this was the theme that I presented when I talked about this, that canceling Jimmy Kimmel is un-American. Not accepting the speech that you disagree with just because you disagree with it, wanting that to be silenced, that's not American. You know, we have responsibility as Americans. And I think this is just a time for us to come together and maybe step back a little bit and realize how hateful it has gotten to where people are blinded to the threat on freedom of speech. And they're in their political tribe and they're just supporting their political tribe on one side or the other. They're blinded by their bias. They're blinded to the fact that freedom of speech is being destroyed here. This is an attack on freedom of speech. They didn't even realize that. They were just so focused on just automatically standing up for their side, even though standing up for their side was not what Charlie Kirk would want. Standing up for their side was not what Charlie Kirk stood for. Standing up for their side was hypocritical to the idea that Charlie Kirk had a right to say what he was saying, even though people disagreed with it. And to support that means that you support it no matter where it comes from. And if it comes from the left and you don't like that, that's no different than the right saying, hey, Charlie Kirk had a right to say what he was saying. And I agree with that. He did have that right. But Jimmy Kimmel has a right too. There are consequences for what you say. I mean, I get that. But those consequences should not come from the government. And that was the scary thing about this. And I'm proud of Ted Cruz. I'm proud of Ben Shapiro. I'm proud of the conservatives that have come forward and supported this idea that freedom of speech is a bigger issue than partisan politics and that all we should be in this country. And this is something we should be able to come together on and agree on. No matter how we felt in the past, no matter what we've said in the past, let's put that behind us. And let's just make sure that we support the very First Amendment to our Constitution, and that is freedom of speech. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to some of your texts coming up. Let's go to the parish. Charlie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Hotter than the hinges of hell out here today.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's changing, Charlie. It's still going to be warm, but it's going to feel better.
Please come on, October, please. Hey, listen, Scoot. Forget about, free speech. Free speeches are guaranteed by First Amendment rights. But late night TV ain't funny no more. They used to be funny. Johnny Carson, MASH, Cheers. Johnny Carson did an interview, said, I stay away from political theater. He said, people don't want to have your politics. They want to be entertained. Kind of like this theme from Gladiator. Entertain us, Gladiator. You know?
Well, Charlie, I mean, I get that, but, you know, it's not up to us as individuals to determine what is funny for somebody else. What is funny is subjective, and some people thought that stuff was funny. But again, bigger than all of that is the idea that if you don't think it's funny, that doesn't mean it shouldn't be on the air. If you don't think political humor should be on the air, that's your opinion, and that's okay. It's okay to have that opinion. But it's not okay to say it shouldn't be spoken, because that's the part where it becomes an attack on freedom of speech. All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls and more of your texts. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. All right, this is a big day when it comes to the grunge movement. On this day in 1991, Nirvana's album Nevermind was released. This is the one with the baby that had the naked baby that has a little ding-dong, you know, there in the water. Anyway, this was the first single, and this really started to change music, and within 2 years, by 1993, grunge was part of mainstream America. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the whole Jimmy Kimmel controversy is about freedom of speech. And in my opinion, I think freedom of speech supersedes political bias. I don't care which side you're on. I'm Scoot, and, you know, I don't like talking about these things because there are people out there who just want to hate. And if that's what you want to do, that's okay. That's up to you. But I'm not going to read many of your text. And I'm going to block you on social media if you just get to be hateful and it's based on misinformation, because I'm moving away from this. But this is such a big topic. Yeah, it's about politics, but it's really about freedom of speech. It's about entertainment. It's about comedy. It's about what is acceptable. It's a pop culture issue. And so there are going to be times that we're going to have to talk about these things. But I hope you notice that I'm trying to take a different tact when it comes to talking about such things. Let me share with you some of the posts that have come in. Here's one that says, so people just see Jimmy Kimmel as a late night friend. Older and younger kids with cancer who have met Jimmy love him. And that's good enough for me for him to be on. Here's a text that says, while the Jimmy Kimmel saga continues, Google came out and publicly stated that they suspended and also, let me see if I can read this, they suspended and also removed people's personal YouTube accounts directly as a request of the Biden administration. I would appreciate it if I could hear from Democrats on how wrong this was and how this was important to freedom of speech. That's not exactly what happened. And you don't have to believe this, but I'm just going to give you the truth. The Biden administration did make that request. And this was not this text says while the Jimmy Kimmel saga continues. This was a while back. And things change. And things that were not important then are important now. It doesn't make them less important then, but they weren't important. They were important then. But again, first of all, what the Biden administration requested, that's not exactly what Google did. What Google did was remove the misinformation. Google removed the misinformation about COVID, the misinformation about things in their mind that were misinformation. Google is a private company. They have a right to do that. Now, the request did come from the Biden administration, but this is a narrative that comes from less informed media that want to push this agenda about how the Biden administration forced Google to do this. The Biden administration did not threaten Google. The Biden administration came to them with concerns about misinformation. So this was about misinformation. It was not about freedom of speech. You don't have a right to spread misinformation. You have a right to an opinion, but you don't have a right to do that. And if a company deals in the process of spreading information, they don't have to allow that to happen. So this was about misinformation. And the Biden administration did not threaten them. And there's no evidence of that. So the Jimmy Kimmel situation was different because the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, did threaten ABC and ABC reacted. But then when ABC and Disney and everybody had a chance to think about it, they thought, wait a minute, this is wrong. This is an infringement on freedom of speech. And the government can't do that to us. So we're putting Jimmy Kimmel Live back on. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Janice from New Orleans, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. No, first of all, I want to say that Thursday night, tomorrow night, on Channel 8, Fox 8, there's going to be a mayor debate. There's going to be another debate.
Yeah, and people
CBS
should watch.
And NBC.
Yeah, people should watch. Channel 4 had it. WDSU had it. Now Fox 8's going to have it. You should watch these debates. There's good information coming out. But I want to warn you, pay attention to the questions that are asked and pay attention to how the candidates up to this point really don't answer the question directly. They sort of just kind of go into a campaign speech. I don't know whether this is going to change now that we're kind of exposing that this has been an instinct of the candidates, but they don't talk very much about what they're actually going to do, specifically what they're going to do to make something happen. They just answer the question in general terms, and a lot of it is just about their campaign and not about answering the question. So pay attention to who answers the questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to say a couple of other things. This is not going to be over with. It's not. Trump is not going to let this slide. He's not going to let it go. I saw last night, it says, Trump rages at Kimmel's defiant comeback by threatening ABC. So he is still making threats.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but Trump said something to the effect of, I sued ABC before. They gave me $16 million.
Yeah, right.
It looks like this is going to.
I heard him say that.
This is going to bring
more
in a
lucrative.
Lot. This is going to bring in
right.
a lot more. Let's see where this goes. So, he's threatening to do that.
No, he is not going to back off from this. And I tell you, people, just listen to me for a second. This is about right and wrong. Now, I do not like the direction that this country is going in. I really don't. I feel like we could be moving towards an autocracy. And I'm going to say something here for you, Scoot. Before, when Scoot said something about Nancy Pelosi, that does not mean he's a Trump hater. I voted for Trump. But I don't like what he is doing right now in tariffs, all these tariffs making things more expensive for us when we go get groceries, what he's doing to the networks and such, what he's trying to do to free speech. So, I mean, you have the right to have differing opinions on different things. Just because you say something about one thing doesn't mean you hate the other side. Right now, I am listening. I have changed things a little bit. Because like I said before, when Elon Musk said that Social Security was an entitlement, which it's not, people work for it all their lives, they deserve it, they pay into it, it is not like welfare, food stamps, or anything like that. I knew that Fox News Channel, which I watched just solely, that was my thing, from like 2007, Fox News Channel. But I knew that they were not going to say anything negative whatsoever about Elon. So I decided to give MSNBC just a little chance and see what they were going to be saying. And I agreed with them. And they were also saying that they were not down with Doge closing some of these Social Security offices and everything, you know, which was making things harder on the elderly people when they needed to call an office or get to an office. So I'm watching now with open eyes. I'm doing both sides. I'm on both sides now, watching and listening, because can learn something from them that maybe I'm not going to hear from Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham girl.
Well, a lot of Americans are exactly the way you are, Janice. I mean, most Americans are not hardcore right or left. That's a minority group. And, you know, we're not going to go on with this all day. We're just going to have a brief conversation about this on the show today, and then we're going to move on because it's a big issue. In fact, Jimmy Kimmel was ordinarily on a regular night, his show on YouTube, his monologue on YouTube was viewed on the average by 240,000 people, like a night, 240,000 people. Do you know what it was last night? 6.7 million people. So that's quite a boost. So if Jimmy Kimmel goes back to, if he resorts to being partisan and really sharp with his comments, then that's going to hurt him in the long run. But if Jimmy Kimmel picks up on this, and again, this is, you know, we're leaving some people out of this conversation because they don't want to have a conversation. There are people who don't want to, change. And we have to just, you know, kind of write those people off and not worry so much about them. We have to just, you know, do what is right, which is stand up for freedom of speech. And that's Ted Cruz and Ben Shapiro and other conservatives. So they're on board here, too. There's a lawyer who has supported Trump for a long time who is now talking about South Park is to blame for the person who shot Trump and the person who shot Charlie Kirk. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, we're going to get to more of your calls and more of your text messages. But right now we have this announcement. And one of the top rights that we have to support is the right to freedom of speech. And the challenge right now for all Americans is to learn to accept the speech that you disagree with. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2009, on his 19th try, Ozzy Osbourne finally passed his driving test. He celebrated by going out and buying a new Ferrari, which he wrecked the following year. Now, why did he fail all those tests? Apparently, he admits he was stoned. And he just couldn't pass the test. On try 19 on this day in 2009, Ozzy got his driver's license. God bless him. All right,
yeah, he wasn't high. He was drunk.
Oh, my God. A character. You know, when you're stoned, you really shouldn't get your driver's license. So it's poetic justice. I mean, if you're stoned, the driving test should be such that you can't pass it if you're stoned. So, you know, that's not sending a good message. If you're stoned and you pass the driver's test, that's not sending a good message to people. There's a lawyer who has supported Donald Trump, and he's a MAGA lawyer. His name is Rogan O'Handley, but he calls himself the D.C. Drano. He posted on social media that South Park is responsible for the shooting of President Trump and the shooting of Charlie Kirk. Now, he blames the two guys who do South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker. He blames them for being, you know, radical left. These guys are both libertarians, and they don't like either political party. Matt Stone and Trey Parker are like me. I mean, they're essentially radical moderates. They don't belong to either party. And I don't like either party, and neither do they. I guess the question is the president going to go after South Park? And you know, we don't know the answer to that. And he's threatened to go after ABC again. Not happy at all that, I mean, he's got to feel like this is a defeat, that that Jimmy Kimmel Live is back on. I don't think it's a defeat. I think it's a celebration for freedom of speech. Let's go to Mandeville. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I've called you before, and I've declared my bona fides as a registered constitutionalist, which means I reject the Republican and Democrat parties, and that includes Donald Trump. I'm not a sycophant. I will say that I voted for Trump, but I'm going to tell you on this particular issue, I don't see a constitutional issue. The things I don't agree with Donald Trump on are a lot of things that he says, but not what he does. He said he was going to take over Greenland. He said he wants to prosecute folks for burning the American flag. He said he wants to prosecute his political enemies. None of that stuff's happened. This whole issue about Jimmy Kimmel, whether he likes him or not, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, people that accuse of him being a fascist, I would submit to you that he's the world's worst fascist dictatorship if that's the case, because none of that's happening. Okay. Now, he's very inartful at what he does. But the constitutional analysis here is that the FCC does have regulatory authority. They were created by Congress under its enumerated powers of interstate commerce. So they do have regulatory authority. That means that they can come into the discussion when there's a violation of the standard, which in this case is the public interest standard. Now, we know that the affiliates of ABC, Sinclair and Nexstar, we know that a lot of channels and networks in the local communities did not like what Jimmy Kimmel said. And they took the position that we're not going to broadcast him regardless of what ABC says. And I presume that these positions were taken largely because of the positions of their constituents, the local communities. So to the extent that someone has a grievance with what happens on broadcast television, the FCC does have a legitimate role to look into it. Now, I will agree that if the reason the FCC is looking into it is because of Donald Trump's predilections, that, in other words, nobody has a problem with it, but the government is the initiating entity, that I would submit is a constitutional violation. However, if we the people, through our going through the broadcast, through the local affiliates, voices concerns about things not meeting our public interest, well, then we have a right to bring that up. And then those affiliates can basically take positions which may run counter to the parent company. And to the extent that it reaches the level of discord with the FCC, I think they have a legitimate basis to inquire. But I'll finish with this. The constitutional problem here is that the FCC should not be under the administrative branch. They were created by the legislative branch under Article 1, Section 8, Commerce Clause powers, and the Congress should be the ones that are overseeing the FCC, not the executive branch. That's an unconstitutional delegation of authority from the legislative branch to the executive branch. If people want to complain about this legitimately and constitutionally, that's where the argument should be.
Well, you look, you bring up great points. I agree with you. The FCC should be independent. But when the FCC as a government entity, and the FCC is a government entity, as a government entity, when the FCC is threatening to take away a license or just a veiled threat to take action as the government taking action against a broadcast entity or entertainment because they don't like the speech or the speech isn't congruent with what the president likes and the FCC has publicly announced that they're going to represent the president's point of view, then to me, the Constitution supersedes the FCC. The Constitution is above everything else. The Constitution says we have freedom of speech, and so therefore if the FCC, which has a right to regulate but not censor speech, if the FCC comes in and tries to censor speech, I think that's where the problem comes in. All right, you want to join us? The Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, but John, I do appreciate the points that you brought up. On this day in 1984, the song was released by Hall & Oates, and I think it's one of their great songs. I mean, I have been a huge fan of Hall & Oates over the years and have seen them so many, many times. And they've been here in New Orleans a lot, but big fan of Hall & Oates. I'm sorry the guys don't like each other anymore. I mean, it's kind of depressing. But anyway, that's their problem. They really did some great music. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1970, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles released Tears of a Clown. Great song. I mean, I loved this R&B when it was out back in the late 60s, early 70s. All right, we talked about Jimmy Kimmel. We're going to move on. This is not going to dominate the show, and when we have to deal with these tough issues that are related to politics, we're going to deal with them and then move on. They're no longer going to dominate the show. But thank you for having this conversation, because really the bottom line is about protecting freedom of speech in this country. And we as a nation, we as Americans have to learn to tolerate the speech that we disagree with. I'm Scoot. And again, we've got a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour. So stay with us. You're listening to WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.